And good morning. Please join me in your red hymnals to number 549, and we'll sing the doxology together. Number 549. Adelia, to come and do our call to worship this morning. Chaplain.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A reading from the book of Matthew, Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble, and mounted on an ass, and on a colt, the foal of an ass." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the ass and the colt, and put their garments on them, and sat thereon. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before them, that followed him, shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Chaplain. Please turn with me for our first hymn to number 209 in our red hymnals. We have a story to tell the nations.
Story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and love.
to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious God, it is so wonderful to be in your house to worship you on this Palm Sunday. And God, we just pause to remember that triumphal entry. And though you knew that hardship awaited for you, that crucifixion and death awaited for you, you still followed God's will for your life, and you made that triumphal entry. And Lord, it is in awe that we pause this morning to remember that event. And God, as we come before you with the needs and requests that we have in our lives, you remind us how much you do love us and how much you do care for us. And in our prayers, Lord, we not only think of ourselves, but we think of family members and of friends. We think of patients throughout this medical center. We think of staff that are working today and family members who will be visiting. Lord, we lift them all up to you in prayer. We'd ask that the sweet presence of your Spirit would be with each and every one of them, that you would give them the peace that we all need to have, that you would hear their prayers, Lord, in so many different ways as they cry out to you, that you would give them the wisdom that they need to handle the various situations that they will encounter. And God, as always, that you would give us that discernment that we need to have to understand your will for our lives as best as we possibly can. And God, we would just ask that we just continue to worship you with open hearts and open minds. And we are so thankful that you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 207, Tell Me the Old, Old Story. Number 207 in your red hymnals.
Jesus and glory, of Jesus.
we sing that one often enough. I got to work at it. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through our Christ before God. Not that we are confident in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our confidence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that we are all here to worship you. And God, again and again, you remind us how important it is to come before you just as we are. And in doing so, Lord, we are truly performing an act of worship. And we are so thankful that you accept us and that you love us, no matter what state we might be in. And God, I would ask that you would help me now. In Christ's name, amen. A couple of weeks ago when I was here and we were talking about the sermon during that time, one of the things that I mentioned is any time that we make decisions in our lives, it reveals two things about who we are: our character and our competence. The character of what we believe in, the character of what we practice, the character of the truth that we follow, the competency of what we know, the competency of what we understand, the competency of what we do. And both of those things help us make the right decisions for our lives on a regular basis. And in the scriptures that we have read this morning, whether it was from Chaplain Adelia or the scriptures that we have just read together, focus on two different things: the character of Jesus Christ and the competency of Jesus Christ. And both of those things are manifested in our individual lives through the presence of the Holy Spirit. So how are you this morning with your character? How are you this morning with your competence? The competence in what you understand about your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Because it is those two things that provide to each and every one of us the guidance, the wisdom, the knowledge when we make decisions about things in our lives. And God wants us to have the best possible character. God wants us to have the best possible competence in what we believe in, because God wants us to make the best possible decisions that we can make. And we need to understand that as we do those things, that you and I have expectations. And a lot of times, the reality of our lives does not measure up to those expectations that we have. But that's okay. I think it's a good thing to have expectations. When we go before the Lord in prayer, we are doing so with our expectations. When we cry out to God in faith, believing, we are doing so with our expectations. And so we need to have expectations. Now, it doesn't mean that our expectations are going to come true, but it reveals to ourselves about the character that we have about our relationship with God. That we have that character. We have those expectancies in our lives that we want to have. The truth of what we believe in. The faith that God wants us to have. And yes, Things may not work out the way that we want them to. But it does not mean that God has not answered your prayers. It does not mean that God is not involved in your life. Because our character tells us about the truth of what we believe in. The character reveals of who we are as a person. The character that tells us that to do the right thing in whatever those circumstances might be that we have in our lives, to do the right thing. So in that we see that our expectations measure up to those expectations that God wants us to have. God wants us to have a vision for our lives. God wants us to see and understand that as we daily journey through life, we have to have those expectations of what God is going to do for us, of what God is going to do through us. And it is in those expectations that reveal our character. And when disappointment comes, when those expectations are not met the way that we'd like them to be, God reveals our character in terms of who we are, how we accept those challenges, how we accept those things that don't work out the way that we want them to, reveals who we are in our relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, reveals who our character is. Because in faith believing, we know that God is doing the right thing for our lives, even though it is hard for us to understand. But our character takes us through that. Our character looks at our relationship with God, the character of who we are. And in those challenges, we examine ourselves. We examine ourselves about the things that we need to work on. And each and every one of us have things in our lives that we need to work on, that we need to improve upon. We never stop learning. We never stop growing in the Lord in our daily walk. And with that type of attitude, our competency grows in our relationship with God. The competency that we need to have along with our character that helps us make the right decisions. The competency that we reveal and understand as we worship God, whether it's reading the Word, whether it's in prayer, whether it's sharing the Word of God with others, whether it's just praying with others, whether it's just being friends with others. We learn so much about our relationship with God when we are with others. And in that, our competency grows. The competency of who we are, and God reveals those things in our lives that we need to work on so that we can grow, so that we can have more knowledge, so we can have more wisdom, so we can have more discernment. And our competency of our faith of what we believe in is expanded because God wants us in all things to grow. As we celebrate Palm Sunday together and we think about the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, the crowd had expectations that He would be the Messiah. The crowd had expectations that the kingdom of God would be revealed and set up. But what happened? Instead of that, in terms of a physical presence, a crucifixion took place. A sacrifice was made. A death was made. A burial took place. What about those expectations then? God reveals in those expectations of that story, beginning with that triumphal entry into Jerusalem and ending with Christ being risen from the grave. The expectations that the people had did not make or meet the expectations that God had, because God had something far better planned than the expectations of the people. In our own lives, Our expectations many times do not match the expectations that God has for our lives. But that's okay, because it gives us an opportunity to learn and grow. It gives us an opportunity to reveal what is truly on our hearts in our relationship with God, the truth of what we believe in. It gives us an opportunity in those expectations to be accountable to God, but also to be accountable to one another. It gives us a responsibility in those expectations, the responsibility to God, but a responsibility to each other. Because in doing so, we truly show what is written on our hearts. We truly reveal who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. Is it just the things that we say, or is it the things that we do? It is both. It is the things that we say. It is the things that we do. The things in our lives that reveal who we are. And even with the struggles and the temptations and the problems that we have, we can raise our eyes to God and say, Lord, I am struggling with this. I want to have confidence in what I'm trying to do. I want to have the strength and the ability to overcome. Lord, I am putting it all upon you. I am putting all of my character, all of my confidence in what I believe in you. And I know that you will give me the guidance to make the decisions that I need to make that are the right ones, the best ones that I can make. And God, give me the patience to understand, even when my expectations do not match the expectations that you have for me, God. Help me to understand that will that you have for my life. Help me to understand that will that you have for my life that I want to submit to, that I want to be a part of. Because I know, God, that in doing so, you give me the balance that I need to have, the balance of the responsibilities that I have, the balance of the things that I need to do, the balance of the things that I need to say, the balance to have that accountability with each other. I do so, God, because I turn it all over to you. And I do so, God, because I know that my expectations are that with faith believing, you will answer my prayers, that you will hear my prayers. And I know that maybe not today I will understand, or tomorrow, or next week, or next year, or maybe never will I understand your will for my life until I am with you once again in the true kingdom of God. But until that time, God, I know that my expectations should walk where you walk. I know that my expectations should believe in what you believe in. I know that my expectations have gone before me because, Lord, you have made that triumphal entry. Lord, I know that you have gone to the cross. Lord, I know that you are an atonement for my sins in my life. Lord, I know that you have given me eternal life, believing in your Son, Jesus Christ. God, I just want you to help me this day. Just a very simple prayer with our expectations. God, just help me. God, just help me. Give me the strength that I need. Just hear my prayers. And Lord, I know that you will give me the right expectations. You will help me to understand. You will give me those answers even when perhaps there not be a clear answer for my life. Because in my life, Lord, I want to be competent in my heart of my relationship with you. It doesn't mean that I will be perfect. It doesn't mean that you will be perfect. But being competent in our heart matches the character of our heart, of what God wants us to be, of what God wants us to follow, of what God wants us to share with each other. The love that he has given you through the Holy Spirit, the love that he has given to you through the presence of Jesus Christ in your life by that Spirit, is what he wants you to show to each and every one of the people that you live with, that you come in contact with, to demonstrate that love so we can see the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that exists in each and every one of us as followers of His Son, Jesus Christ. So on this Palm Sunday, we make a triumphal entry in Jerusalem with Christ. We have that expectation of the kingdom of God. Next week, we will see that those expectations are different, but yet the true meaning and the true purpose has not changed. Because the kingdom of God is in your heart. The kingdom of God is in my heart. It is revealed by the presence of Christ in your life. It is revealed by the presence of Christ in my life through His Spirit. Let us think about that this week as we approach Good Friday and Easter next week. Amen. Please take a few moments and prepare your hearts for communion as we partake together as a body of believers in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that you have reminded us again and again that you want us to have those expectations in our lives. Because God, with those expectations, we put forth the faith believing of you in our lives. And Lord, forgive us when we fall short, but you remind us again and again through your presence of spirit that you love us and that you care for us just the way that we are. And it is through that we are given strength. It is through that we are given hope. And God, I would ask that you would just bless this time of communion as we publicly say that we have a relationship with you, as we publicly say that our character is based on your Son, Jesus Christ, in our lives, as we publicly say that our competency is based on our relationship that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins. In Christ's name, amen. From the Lord, what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Please turn with me in your red hymnals to number 205. "I Love to Tell the Story." This wonderful time of worship. And God, that we have built upon our character and our competency to make the right decisions in our lives. And God, we would ask that you would just continue to build those things and make available the resources that we have just to make our lives better so that people can see on our hearts the love that you have for us. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.